What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see.
Amen.
The greatest day in the history of the New Testament Church will be when our Lord returns and takes home his bride to the marriage supper of the Lamb. What no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, the Lord has prepared for those who love him. And those who love him love his words, every word. And this is so very, very important. Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
Amen.
Not to make your choice, this I believe, this I don't believe, by every word of God.
Amen.
And so, beloved, when I met Brother Branham for the first time, I was 21, and now I'm going to be 82, and all my life was spent in sharing the precious word of God with all who believe the message of the hour. And I'd just like to read a few scriptures. The first one, in First John, maybe we can stand. Yes, thank you. And I want you to read or to hear, and that with your heart, not only with your ears. First John chapter 2, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his appearing. The second scripture in Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he shall raise you up and your mortal bodies will be changed by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Verse 29 in Romans 8. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of him, of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. In John chapter 13, verse 20, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomever I shall send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Dear Lord, We are here in your name and in your presence. Lord, we are here to draw closer to you, to have our personal experience, whether it's salvation, healing, whatever we need. Lord, may this day be a special day for all of us. Bless your bride and be with us in a very, very special way. To you, the Lord of glory, we shall give all the honor and the glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I might refer to a number of other places within the Word of God. You can remain seated while I shall go from here to there to me, beloved. The Word of God is so precious, so dear to me. And actually, in all my life, still when I was a boy, my dad was a lay preacher. And the Bible laid on the table, open every day, only for the meal. The Bible was taken, and after the meal, the Bible was placed back on the table. So by the grace of God, by the grace of God, right from my childhood days, I had a connection, longing for the Word of God. And then, of course, when I dedicated my life to the Lord in 1948 and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in 1949, there was just something, there was a spiritual growth. It was from clarity to clarity, from revelation to revelation. And I can truthfully say that the Word revealed by the Holy Spirit, is spirit and life. And we become part of that Word, just like our Lord was the Word manifested in flesh. So the Word of God is manifested in the Bride of Christ. And we believe every word of God. And for us, beloved, to live now, and nobody needs to emphasize this, we all understand the promised return of our Lord is just so very, very near. And our preparation and getting ready for that moment is the command of this hour. And therefore, God has sent Brother Branham at the right time. His ministry was part of the plan of salvation because he was a promised prophet, like John the Baptist was a promised prophet, and his ministry was part of the plan of salvation at the very beginning. And Brother Branham's ministry as a promised prophet is part of the plan of salvation. And therefore, we believe with all our heart that the Lord has visited this generation, has visited our time, and it's the last call. And those who have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit has to say. And the Spirit always comes back to the Word of God. Just for your understanding, that you might in a little way understand my responsibility before God. Before God. And as we read, if the Lord is sending somebody, if we receive him, then we receive the Lord himself who is sending. Let me just make this remark. In April 1966, not a single sermon of Brother Branham was printed. Not a single sermon was printed. Only the book written by Lee Vale, The Seven Church Ages, also the other booklet written by Lee Vale, Laodicean Church Age, and also the book of Julius Statcliffe, A Prophet Visits South Africa. So by the grace of God, after the funeral, I had to call the brothers together. Because, to be honest, the main expectation was the resurrection of Brother Branham. When I came to that meeting, the brother that shook my hand and asked where I come from, and he said, "You know what we're here for?" I said, "Yes, for the burial of the prophet." And his answer was, "No, we're not here for the burial. We are here for the resurrection." And beloved, for more than 2 hours, the singing was going on. Only believe, only believe. On the wings of a snow white dove, I could not sing. I just wept. I wept, I prayed. I said, "Dear Lord, how can the bride be prepared without this ministry you gave to your servant and prophet?" But just to make it brief, the next day, April the 12th and 13th, I called the brothers together, showing to them that now the time had come, that the sermons the prophet preached must be translated into other languages. So by the grace of God, they listened to what I had requested. And Roy Borders was put in charge for the printing of the sermons of Brother Branham. Because I insisted and said, "Now all the sermons Brother Branham preached must be translated into other languages, and therefore we need them in print." That is actually how the work after Brother Branham started, and without any interruption, by the grace of God, we could translate all his sermons, and the spiritual food is being given out. And there's no fanaticism, but let me also say this. A true man of God will always stay with the Word of God and in the Word of God. Never, never would from my lips come any teaching that I could not teach from the Word of God. In the over 8,000 sermons I preached in the past 50 years, not one time have I ever, ever said something that I have to take back. Because I only say what God said in His Word. And let me make also this statement, beloved, because I want you to be ready for the return of Christ. Every true teaching unites the body of Christ, brings brothers and sisters together in the love of God, the love for the truth. But every wrong and false teaching brings division, division, division. So what we need now is true ministries in the body of Christ, staying in the Word of God. And today, in the interview, a few things were mentioned. And brothers and sisters, it is so important not to only repeat what the prophet said, but to go back and understand when and where did he make this statement? When and where did he make this statement? Where did he make the next statement? If you have one statement, especially about seven thunders, then Brother Branham says the seven thunders were so great. And when the seven thunders came down, the whole earth was shaking. The tops of the trees were cut, and the stones, the rocks were running down the mountains. And then, after Brother Branham was already with the Lord, our precious brother, Perry Green, in Tucson, took us to the place near the Mexican border to see the rocks which has rolled down the mountains and to see the trees which had been chopped off. But because the seven thunders just appeared when Brother Branham was there and the supernatural cloud came down, and in this connection, Brother Branham says, the seven thunders were so great and so mighty that even Life and Science magazine had the articles about it. That's one statement, one statement. That even Life and Science magazine, I got the two magazines with me. When this happened and the seven thunders shook the whole earth, just when the seven angels came down and Brother Branham was told, return back east to Jeffersonville for the time to open the seven seals has come. That's one statement. The other statement is, if I skip what was said during the time, in August 1964, Brother Branham said, as no one knows the time of the return of Christ, nobody will know what the seven thunders are. You have to take the 50 statements the men of God made on the same subject to know precisely what he meant and what connection he said what he said. I'm only mentioning this because of the direct responsibility I have before God to take the message, the true word of God, with all the promises, with all the promises that God revealed in our time. And even there, if you read in Revelation chapter 10, there it says, in the singular, in the days when the seventh angel shall blow the trumpet, the mystery of God will be finished. Not only a mystery, singular, but the mystery of God will be finished. And what is the mystery of God? Jesus Christ is the mystery of God revealed. But then, when you go into the details, Brother Branham, as a seventh church age messenger, used the plural, that through the ministry of the seventh church age messenger, all the mysteries, over 70 times, he made the statement in the plural, the mysteries of God would be finished, because his ministry was to reveal all the mysteries from Genesis to Revelation. And because I knew him personally, drove with him in the same car, ate with him at the same table, was in his meetings in Germany and in the USA, I don't only know him or knew him, but I knew what he was saying. And every time, by the grace of God, I could take things back into the Word of God. One more statement which has touched me so very much. When Brother Branham spoke about the original sin in the Garden of Eden, he made the statement, said, the angel of the Lord entered the room. He was standing there and telling me what happened in the morning and what happened in the afternoon. So this man of God was used in a special way, in a supernatural ministry, to share with us all the mysteries that we would have never known. So if there is a man living on earth today appreciating that ministry, it is Brother Frank. And I would have no ministry, I would have no commission, except the same Lord giving me the commission and William Branham confirming it on December the 3rd, 1962. One more thought, just for you to know how much I, as an eyewitness, as an ear witness, appreciate that God, the God of heaven, has granted to me the privilege to be in his meetings. And more than 1,500 times, Brother Branham, in the course of the years, in the prayer line, he said, thus says the Lord. For every person in the prayer line, the Lord showed him a vision. Even in Germany, not speaking the German language, but the translator was saying what this man of God said, telling the people where they came from, their names, their illness. And we were sitting there, and just in amazement of what is taking place before our very eyes. And now, just this one more thing. When Brother Branham was praying for the sick in Germany in August 1955, all of a sudden, there was in the prayer line an elderly gentleman. And Brother Branham stopped for a moment and said, "Dear sir, I see the ocean. You crossed the ocean. I see New York. I see the big buildings in New York. And I see you in New York. And you are a minister. And you are a minister of the Church of God." And we all were watching. And you know what? In the next moment, Brother Branham said, "You're the dad of my interpreter. You are the dad of my interpreter." And Brother Lauster was his name. He was the interpreter for Brother Branham. And now Daddy is in the prayer line. And Brother Branham says, "I see New York. I see you. I see the big buildings. I see the cars. You come from New York and you're a missionary in this country, a missionary for the Church of God." Can you imagine what happened? We just wept. We praised God. For we have seen Bible days, just like our Lord Jesus Christ in his ministry. He could say or tell Nathanael, "Before Philip called you, I have seen you under the tree." He could tell Simon Peter, "Meeting for the first time, your name is Simon, thy father's name is Jonas." Our Lord in his prophetic ministry could tell the woman at the well who she is and what she had done. And she said, "I know," or "We know. When the Messiah comes, he will tell us all these things. But who are you?" And the Lord said, "I'm he that speaks to you." If you go through the four Gospels, you see how this prophetic gift was manifested in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the same ministry repeated in our time. And Brother Branham made the statement, "At that time, this ministry happened to the Jews and to the Samaritans, but never to the Gentiles." And then he was told the same ministry that happened then to the Jews and to the Samaritans will now be repeated with the Gentile nations. My beloved brothers and sisters, how many things could I share with you as an eyewitness, as an ear witness? I can say, as John the Apostle could, what our eyes have seen and our ears have heard from the word of life. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, the Apostle Peter could say, "We heard this voice when we were with him on the holy mountain." These men of God were eyewitnesses, were ear witnesses, and they could testify of what they had seen and heard. But now coming to the few minutes we have left about our preparation. We fully understand, beloved brothers and sisters, that in every revival, God's grace was with those who believed what was being preached in their day. In the days of Martin Luther, those who found grace came out from the Catholic Church enjoying the Reformation, walked in the light that was given to them at that time. In the days of John Wesley, just after the next revival started, and those who found grace with God moved on the next step, and then with John Smith in the Baptist revival, with Menno Simos in the Mennonite revival, there was revival after revival. And all who found grace with God did not stop. They went on with every revival that God had sent. The last revival was the Pentecostal revival. And brothers and sisters, if I would tell you the experiences in the late 40s and in the early 50s, I was present when hundreds were baptized in the Holy Spirit, not only speaking in tongues, singing harmoniously in tongues, praising the Lord our God. I've seen the Bible prophecies being fulfilled. But here is the point, beloved brothers and sisters. It is not enough to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. No, as we read, if the Spirit that dwelt in Jesus Christ will dwell, not only anoint you, but dwell in your mortal bodies, then the same power of God will change your mortal bodies. And then Brother Branham preached a whole sermon about the anointed ones at the end time. So many are anointed, but they refuse to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine for one moment all the great, renowned, charismatic personalities using the name of Jesus Christ to pray for the sick, to prophesy. But they declare that the teaching, the baptism teaching in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is wrong. Is wrong. Why? Because they stay in the Roman doctrine. The Roman Church introduced in the 4th century the baptism in the formula in the year 337. For the first time, a bishop used the formula, putting 3 drops on the head of Constantine when he laid on his deathbed. And from that time, 337, they gradually introduced the baptism in the formula of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and also the sprinkling. But what about, and I'm not judging, but what about all these great evangelists who came in contact with Brother Branham, and only after they saw what Brother Branham's ministry and what the Lord had done, they started their ministries. You can check it. But what? They knew William Branham, but they don't know the revelation of Jesus Christ. They don't know the promised word of God. They built their own kingdoms, not the kingdom of God. And therefore, we have to acknowledge that it took a prophet to bring us back into the true teaching. And I wished that all the brothers who refer to Brother Branham's ministry and quotations, that they would search how many times Brother Branham said, the message of the hour is back to the Word of God, back to the beginning, back to the apostolic doctrines. Not a new doctrine, no, the same foundation, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. And we're taken out of all confusion, back to Christ, back to the Word of God. And therefore, we just have to praise the Lord, to be so mindful. And there again, when the Lord said, I will send you Elijah the prophet, what did Elijah do? He didn't start a new religion. He called the people together on Mount Carmel, rebuilt the altar, put the sacrifice on the altar. You know what happened. What did Brother Branham do? He never started a new religion. He brought us back to God, back to the Word, back to the apostolic teachings. And those who have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit says unto the churches, even to the many points which are differently understood. Let me say this again. There is no contradiction in the message of the hour, no contradiction to the Word of God. If you have the Holy Spirit, you will understand all things the right way. All things by the right way. And our Lord said, when the Holy Spirit has come, the Spirit of truth, He will guide you into all the truth. So the truth about the Godhead, not three eternal persons, one eternal God. And this one eternal God came from all of eternity at the beginning of time into a visible form of appearance, walking in the Garden of Eden, speaking all things into existence. That was not a second person. That was God, who is Spirit, manifested in a bodily form, creating Adam in His own image. In the same way, in the New Testament, the same God revealed Himself as our Father in heaven, in His only begotten Son on earth, living in us by the Holy Spirit. Three manifestations of the same God to accomplish His own plan of salvation, to place us back into the adoption of sons and daughters of God. In the Son of God, we were placed back as sons and daughters of God into our original position. And in reference to the second coming of Christ, beloved, it's very necessary to pay full attention to every word that was written in reference to the second coming. I'm reading the same Bible Brother Branham was reading, the Scofield edition. And here it says in 2 John, in chapter 1, in verse 7. 2 John, chapter 1, verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. All who claim that Jesus came back in a spiritual form, forget it. The same Jesus that was taken to glory in His resurrection body, the same Jesus will come in the same way. And when he returns, we shall see him and we shall be changed. Our bodily form will be changed. Corruption will take on incorruption. Beloved, I just have to stay with the word of God. In Luke chapter 24, verse 50 and 51, our Lord took the disciples to Bethany, raised his hands, blessed them, and while he was blessing before their eyes, he was taken to glory. And in Acts chapter 1, from 9 to 11, the same Jesus that was taken from you into heaven will come in the same way as you have seen him going up into heaven. Now, the message is forerunning the second coming of Christ. And even there are misunderstandings. And some claim the Lord is descending since the opening of the seals to claim his possession. Beloved brothers, if the Lord needs more than 50 years to come down, how many years will he need to go up? No, it's not true. The message foreruns the second coming of Christ. And then when our Lord returns, you find it word for word precisely mentioned in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4, we have it word for word precisely given how it will take place. So I hope and trust that you respect the word of God. If you don't respect the word of God, God will not even talk to you. Why should he talk to you if you don't respect his word? Why? Why? To waste his time? No. When the Lord speaks to us, please be reverent and believe every word of God the way it is written. Here it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 15, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, as thus says the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them who are asleep." And please listen. Actually, we should stand up for that moment to read the next verse. Please, please let us stand up. Verse 16. "For the Lord himself," not the message, "for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." And in verse 17, "then we who are alive and remain shall be changed and caught up with them into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and to be with him forever." And to be with him forever. You may be seated. This we believe with all our hearts. So the message, to be prepared for that day of the return of Christ, is now more than 50 years And the last call, by the grace of God, is given to all nations. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And as we said many times, they that were ready went in to the marriage, and the door was closed. So, beloved, this is preparation time. This is restoration time. And what does the prophecy from the Old Testament contain? He shall restore all things. Restore all things. And what do we read about John the Baptist's ministry in Luke chapter 1, verse 16 and 17? A man sent from God, and he prepared the people for the Lord. And in the days of John the Baptist, the hearts of the fathers, of the Old Testament fathers, were turned to the New Testament children. And now, the hearts of the New Testament children are turned back to the apostolic fathers, turned back to the very beginning. This is God's time for God's people. And beloved, let us also pay attention that our natural life will somehow move on as well. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, as the scripture says, what you shall do. Children, obey your parents. All the Lord has given to us to observe, to do. Let's do every word of God. And then spiritually, we are united. And as I said before, referring to what the Apostle Paul was saying, what no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, the Lord has prepared for those who love him. And those who love him keep every word, every word. So by the grace of God, we have not only heard the message, we believe the message with all our hearts. Acknowledge that this is the last call before the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let everyone walk in their own ways. But you and I, we have to forsake our own ways. Nobody will make it to heaven in your own ways. Our Lord says in Isaiah 55, my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts, higher than your thoughts. And those who are born again, they're brought into fellowship by the Holy Spirit with every word of God. There's not one rejection in our heart. In fact, we do believe, as the Holy Scripture says. So now, the return of our Lord must be very, very near. We don't need to go into what is happening in Rome, what is happening in Jerusalem, how the religious leaders come together. When you see the photo Abbas and the Pope, you see the photo Paris and the Pope, when you see and read how far the developments have already moved. Beloved, when you see all these things, then look up, for your redemption is drawing near. But please, remain sober. Amen. Remain sober in your earthly life and also in the spiritual life. Remain with 2 feet on earth, but in your heart you are in heaven. In heaven, believing the word of God and preparing. Let me ask, how many believe that Brother Branham was the fulfillment of Malachi chapter 4?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
And it's the Lord himself who said, I will send you. And you know, there was not only a special day on June the 11th, 1933. It was a special day on May the 7th, 1946. And Brother Branham made the statement, when Israel, by the nations in Los Angeles, were declared to become a nation already in 1946. And Brother Branham says, the same day when the sun went down in Israel, the angel of the Lord came to me on the same day and giving me the commission and saying, as Moses was given two signs are given to you. And one sign was in his hand. And the second was that the Lord would reveal to him the very secret of the life of the person. And beloved brothers and sisters, this has really drawn the attention to the message. And when Brother Branham was preaching and having evangelistic services, in the year 1946, 47, 48, only the first sign was manifested. And the angel of the Lord said, take with your left hand the right hand of the patient, and then it will be revealed to you what illness the person has. And when the person would have a tumor or cancer, it would appear on Brother Branham's hand. And the angel of the Lord said, tell the person not to close their eyes, but to look upon the hand, because the moment the Lord heard the prayer and the person is healed, that cancer vanishes from Brother Branham's hand. And especially brother and sister Gordon Lindsay, whom I knew quite well, he could testify how many times they saw this first sign in these years. Then they were the first ones to join Brother Branham in his crusades. But anyway, beloved, let me finalize and just say a few words before going to the airport. The responsibility we have today, and not only me, but also all the brothers who serve the same Word of God, who share the same spiritual food that Brother Branham put in store for all of us. And beloved, I don't know what you can do with it, but to me, it was one of the great days in my life. I've said this before, but when the Lord directly, with an audible voice, made the statement that according to Matthew 24, 45 up to 47 would be the scripture applicable for our day and time. The prophet of God in the Old Testament, Amos, said, God will send a famine to hear his words. And this man of God was told to store in the food. And this man of God told me on December the 3rd, 1962, in the presence of Fred Sotman and Banks Woods. Brother Frank, the food you're to store in is the promised word of God for this day. He even made the statement, and it is kept in the sermons which are being typed. And then he said, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. I'm not telling you stories. This is as true as every word in this book. So you can imagine the responsibility I have to share the word of God with all the brothers. Not every brother, like our brother Emmanuel here, or many brothers. They did not see Brother Branham. Some were not even born at that time. So it always takes maybe one man to share the same word of God, like we read in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. The Apostle John, as a servant of God, received the word of God to share with all the servants of God. Every true man of God shares the revelation and the commission he receives from the Lord with all the servants of God. Like the Apostle Paul had a special calling, but what God gave unto him, it's shared with all the servants of God. What the Lord gave to Brother Branham, the servant, the prophet, is for all the servants to share the same word of God. And for me to have had the opportunity to know the man, to recognize the day and the time. Beloved brothers, that was the hand of Almighty God. It was not my decision. It was the Lord. And so, let me say this in finishing. This is God's time for God's people. And the warning to all brethren who are foolish enough to believe their own interpretations. Let me say this and repeat what Brother Branham said over 50 times, referring to Revelation 22. If any man shall add to the words of the prophecy of this book, to him shall be added the plagues, and his name will be taken out of the book of life. Please, please, stay under the anointing and leading of the Holy Spirit. Never add anything, because as soon as you add your own revelation, your name goes off the book. So, beloved brothers who are in the service of the Lord, stay with the word of God, stay in the will of God, and let all the children of God know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. One more scripture comes to me from 1 John. 1 John, here we have something very, very important which the man of God said. 1 John chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4. It says here in verse 6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. By that is that we know God, because we hear what he says. All who are of God say what God said in his word. And all who are of God will receive every word of God and be grateful to the Lord. So please, brethren, don't make two things, message one thing and Bible the next, Mike the Bible, the message, and the message the Bible, and you will be blessed with the blessings of Almighty God, and we shall prepare to meet the Lord when He returns. His coming is very near, and therefore the last message is reaching the ends of the earth. May the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you. I repeat, stay in the Word of God. Stay in the will of God. Never preach anything unless you can preach it from the Word of God. The bride is a word bride, just as the bridegroom was the manifested word. We are of God, and they who are of God hear us. So by the grace of God, we understand by divine revelation the great, great purpose of the ministry of Brother Branham. A man sent from God with the message of God to the people of God, giving the last call. And we have the same message, giving the last call to all the elect all over the earth. And may the grace of God be upon you in such a mighty way that you will be led by the Holy Spirit. For the scripture says, they that are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the true sons and daughters of God. And remember, when Christ returns, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive shall be changed, receive a resurrection body. Read it in 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 51, and you see precisely what is going to take place when our Lord returns. Amen. So be prepared, get ready, be washed in the blood of the Lamb, be sanctified in the word of truth, and be sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of our bodily redemption. And as I said many times, God will only say what He could do and place into your heart. God will never seal an error. God will never seal a confusion. God will never seal wrong teachings. God's Holy Spirit comes upon God's holy people, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of truth, and sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of our bodily redemption. How many wish to participate in the first resurrection? Let us stand for a word of prayer, just for a moment. Maybe we have some here for the first time who never heard about the message of the hour. Beloved, let us close our eyes, open our hearts, and all who love the Lord, His word, and wish to be ready at the second coming of Christ, we now shall rededicate our life to the Lord. Thy will be done as it is done in heaven, so let it be done on earth. Christ, our Lord and Savior, completes His work of redemption with the elect who believe every word of God and are being prepared for the return of Christ. While all our heads are bowed, let me ask if there are some here who wish to be included in this prayer, raise your hands. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you everywhere. Everywhere, oh Lord, I commit this congregation to you. May not one person be missing the rapture. May all hear the last call. May all be prepared. May all be ready. I claim every soul in the name of Jesus Christ for the kingdom of God. May the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you. In Jesus' holy name. How many are thankful for the message of the hour? Say amen. How many have received divine revelation? Say amen. The same Holy Spirit gives the same divine revelation. Pray for me. You may be seated. Pray for me. There are still a few nations which must be reached. God bless you. I thank the brothers for inviting me. And the Lord be with you, with all the brothers, even with you. This gentleman, stand up. He is especially used in India. God is blessing this brother in a very, very special way. Yes, God bless all ministering brothers and be with you all. Thank you again. How many love the Lord? Amen. God bless you. Yes, amen.